This is Apollo Control at 126 hours, 1 minute. And we're 50 seconds away from acquisition of Apollo 10 on the 26th lunar revolution. We'll stand by live during this acquisition time.
Apollo 10, Houston, we're standing by. Out.
Roger, we're coming up to 130. Thank you. Houston, Apollo 10.
Go ahead, 10.
Okay, we've been delaying a little bit, like they suggested after that T2 time, but the thing gets just about out of sight here, and John has to hurry up on the last one. So we've been waiting about 20 seconds, and that's about it after the T2 time.
Roger, 10, we copy. Sure, that's okay. It sounds good. And a little rundown on your CP1, CP2 marks on Rev 25. They looked real good to us. The marks were good and the spacing was good. We're real happy with that. Over.
Okay, real fine. And just might pass along to the Fido troops down there that we noticed the star we could identify coming up. He said, "Oh, must be something else in orbit with us." And sure enough, this last pass, it got close enough. It's the bottom part of Snoopy, and Gino with the binocular could see his legs, a reflection off his legs. So as he went out and behind us, like I guess I read that one study that came out, we're going to slowly catch up with him. Well, we're starting to catch up with the bottom part of Snoopy, but something has torqued him out of plane a little bit. And he's going out of plane to the south of us. Maybe a mast gun grabbed a hold of him or something, but we're catching up with him, there's no doubt about it. And we can actually see the different colors of the reflected light off the black and the silver panels. Over.
All right, good show. We'll pass it on to the Fido.
You got the data there, Houston?
Stand by. We got it all, you can proceed. Houston, you can increase your marking time slightly if you'll push your pitch rate up a little bit as you go through the marking cycle. Over.
Okay. Yeah, we thought about that. Uh-huh.